Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. But the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Get that camera on them. goodness. Anybody here love the Lord? Has it been good to you? Has it been good to you? You and you and you. Food on your table. Clothes on your back. Shelter in the time of storm. Does anybody love him? Come on, lift your hands. Does anybody love him? Does anybody love him?
My body with a finger of love. That's why I love him. Let me give you another reason why I love the Lord. He kept me close in my right mind. The old folks say, I got a reasonable portion of my healing strength. I wonder, is anybody here? Do you love the Lord? Look back on your life when you were down. God picked you up when you were sad. Didn't God make you glad when you didn't have no money? Money to pay your bills.
Do you love the Lord on tonight? I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Good evening and welcome to the Light of Portland broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black, coming to you live from the city of Portland, Oregon, otherwise known as the City of Roses. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible says, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Because the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. We give all glory and honor and praise to God tonight for giving us this opportunity to come into your homes, to sit with you on the couch, to hang out with you on the recliner. Maybe you are at Bedside Baptist on this evening. Maybe you're in the car. Maybe you're on the job, wherever you are, and you called in, we are glad to be with you on tonight. It is our pleasure to be able to worship the Lord, our God, with each of you tonight. You're in store for a treat tonight, my brothers and sisters, and we're just truly grateful to God for our speaker, Pastor Pamela Laws, who's coming to us. She's no stranger to the Blog Talk family, but you are in for a treat. So what I want you to do is the text message that you receive from us, I want you to forward that message, copy and paste it to at least three people, one for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Come on now. I want us to touch and agree tonight. I want us to cross the airways. Amen. You might have family in California. You might have family that's in Chicago, New York. It's never too late, never too early to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. And the woman of God is going to give us a word on tonight. So do me a favor. Copy and get three of your friends, three of your family members. Text them. Tell them to join us tonight for the Light of Portland broadcast. Amen. We want to give glory and honor to God tonight for the Butterfields, for them sharing this platform with us, making it possible that we can enter into your homes every week and worship with you. Praise our Lord and hear some good preaching and some good teaching. Amen. Also giving us the opportunity to touch and agree together in prayer. We know that if things are going to change, they're only going to change because of prayer. And the Bible tells us that the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So I just want to encourage you to share this line with your family and your friends so that they can join us and be a part of this time of worship. And we thank God for the Butterfields. We also want to thank God for those that labor with us right here at Greater St. Stephen's, our own Elder Dante Farmer. We thank God for him. We thank God for our sister, Pastor Sherelle Pennington. Amen. All the way in Georgia. And we thank God for her still being connected, ministry-minded, still being connected and ensuring that the work here in Portland continues to go on. If you were on last Sunday, I started the show out, but I experienced some technical difficulties. And Pastor Sherelle stepped right on in and just kept it rolling and kept it moving and until I could get it together on this end. And so we just truly thank God for her. We also want to thank God for Archbishop Ruth Smith, who is the spiritual covering for Light of the World International Ministries. We thank God for Archbishop. She is a praying woman of God. She is a nurturing woman of God. She is a teaching woman of God. And we thank God for the covenant relationship we have with her and the Light of the World International. Amen. We just truly honor the men and women of God that are all about advancing the kingdom. That's what it's all about. It's not about whose church is the biggest. It's not about whose building is the biggest. It's about, are we reaching souls for the kingdom? Amen. Are we reaching souls for the kingdom? I don't have a lot of announcements on tonight, but we do want to just tell you that the Greater St. Stephen's Church family will be turning 36 years old this year. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our theme for the year is we are a people ready to work, worship, and pray. And so this week, y'all, I've been in party mode all day, amen. But this week, I celebrate my 56th birthday on Thursday. And then Friday, we're going to have prayer on the line. You can call this line Friday night at 7 o'clock. Or you can join us for Zoom. Just text me if you need to know all of the details and all of the information. I'll be glad to get them to you. On Saturday, we will be providing dinner for a local shelter. We're going to have a dessert party in honor of the church's anniversary. And we're going to take the shelter some beautiful Costco desserts so that they can enjoy them. And they're going to have pizza. And we're just going to shower them with love and blessings from the church family. And then on Sunday, if you are here in the area, if you are here in the Portland metropolitan area, on Sunday evening from 3 to 5, amen, if the weather is not too hot, but we want to be out in the yard for a social distancing yard gathering. Amen. We plan to have a DJ and some speakers, and we're just going to have a good time in the Lord. We're inviting the community to join us. Everybody sits in their own yard. Everybody wears their own mask. Everybody brings their own lawn chair, and we're just going to hang out and celebrate together. We want our community to know that even though our building is closed, the church is still moving forward. The church is still on assignment. The church still has work to do, and we just want to share some love with our community. Amen. And so that's all the announcements that I have. Remember, saints of God, if you have any announcements that you would like to share, please, I want to encourage you to email me at gssmbc@yahoo.com, and I will make those announcements for you. Whether you live here in Portland, you live in Washington, you live in Georgia, you live in California, because we have listeners all over listening. And if you want the word to get out, the Light of Portland broadcast, we will get the word out. Amen. Amen. So we just truly thank God. We are just thankful to God for all that he has done for us. I want to encourage you, saints, to shift your prayer list just a little bit. I know that we always pray for our children, and we pray for our spouses, and we pray for our pastor, and we pray for our brothers and sisters. We pray for our church family. I'm asking that we would bombard heaven, amen, and that we would pray for this nation. I'm declaring and decreeing some things are going to change. God is shifting the atmosphere. And I just need us collectively to on Wednesday, if you can spend some time in prayer on Wednesday at 12 noon, wherever you are, stop and pray for this nation. There are some spiritual wickedness in high places that we, the people of God, have inherited. And in order for God to fulfill 2 Chronicles 7:14, we, his people, must do something first. He said, pray, turn from your wicked ways, and seek his face. So what are we going to pray? We're going to pray against the spiritual wickedness of racism. Pray against the spiritual wickedness of sexism. Pray against the spiritual wickedness of violence. And pray against the spiritual wickedness of plantation capitalism. That's this Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon. We're going to plead the blood of Jesus over this nation. We're going to confess the sins of this nation. Not your sins, not my sins, but the sins of this nation. And saints, there are many. There are many, but I just believe that if we come together and we stop at 12 o'clock noon and we ask God for forgiveness and we seek his face all day in prayer and all day in fasting and consecration and studying his word and seeking him, I do believe that God will hear from heaven and God will heal the land. Tonight, I'm going to ask that you would just join me in prayer. And we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Following the prayer, we will have a song. And the next voice you will hear will be that of our speaker. Amen. It is so amazing that you can become friends with somebody and have never, ever really met and never met them face to face. I'll say that. We've been on Facebook Live and we've been texting, but we've never sat down and had a cup of coffee. We never sat down and had a piece of pie. We've never sat down and ate a burger. Amen. But I can say that our speaker tonight, Pastor Pamela Laws of Total Truth Restoration Center from Mapleton, Georgia, is my friend. And I am so honored that she is here with us tonight to bring forth what thus saith the Lord. So let us pray. Gracious Father, we just truly thank you, O God, for your mercy and your grace. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning and closing us in our right mind and giving us the activities of our limbs. God, we lift our hands in the sanctuary. Father, we humbly bow before your throne of grace, O God. We come making our petition and our request known unto you. You are our help in the very present time of your people. We need you tonight, oh God. We need you, Lord, like we've never needed you before. Father, within our nation, oh God, we come on behalf of this nation. First, oh God, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins. Search our heart, oh God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We say we're sorry, not because we got caught, but we know, God, that we grieve you, that we cause you, oh God, to be sad that you even created us, to be sad that you even spared us. So God, we're saying tonight, we are sorry and we repent of that thing, oh God. We declare and decree that we will no longer, oh God, we go back to that thing, but we will return unto our first love. So Father, tonight, as we pray for this nation, we ask that you would forgive this nation for racism, for the violence, for the prejudice, for discrimination, for murder, Oh God, for neglecting the widows, the poor, and the orphans. Father, forgive this nation. God, we ask, Lord God, that you, oh God, would heal this land. There's so much hurt going on, God. We realize that hurt people hurt people. And so, God, I pray that you bring forth a healing that will heal those that are doing so much destruction in the land that has declared and vowed in God we trust. Lord, help us to return to our first love. Help us to forgive and help us to love one another. Help us to seek your face and help us to be true to your word. Father, we love you tonight. Father, I pray for everyone that's on this call tonight. I pray your richest blessings be upon them. God, I pray that you give an anointing to the hearer of your word tonight. I pray, God, that they would hear your word tonight like they've never heard it before. I pray, oh God, that they would hear, God, you speak so clear, Father, that as if you were speaking right through their television, that you were speaking right through their phone, that you were speaking right through their computer. God, tonight, anoint the hearer to hear. Then, God, I ask that you give dunamis power to the doer tonight, the one who has made up in their mind, this word that I received tonight, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to wait till tomorrow, but I'm going to begin to do it right now. God, crown their head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Strength, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we'll be so careful to give you all glory and all honor. Bless our speaker tonight, Father. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Anoint her afresh with power, oh God, that she may proclaim the word of God. Don't let her hold nothing back. Let her give it all to us, Father. And God, as she is pouring out, fill her up again, Father, that she may continue to do the work that you have called her to do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Thank God and amen.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because
Jesus. I worship and adore you. I don't know about you, but honey, I was about to go in on this side. You can't give a worshiper that type of music, that type of atmosphere being set and not expect them to go in. I tell you, I'm feeling mighty good tonight. So, Pastor Black, I'm going to try to hold myself. But I truly do love the Lord. I worship and adore him. And tonight, Father, we just want to tell you that we love you more than anything. Family, we bring you greetings tonight from Total Truth Restoration Ministries, where my excellent bishop is that of Bishop Tyrone Washington and his elect and only lady, Jacqueline Washington. And I'm excited, amen, to be with the Blog Talk family. I tell you, it seems each time that this time comes around so quick, and I'm so excited to be able to share what the Lord has given me. And I'm so glad that you all are continuing to tune in and continuing to share with your family, your friends, your loved one, even while we are continued to be in quarantine and having to stay 6 feet away and all these things that the enemy is trying to make us think is our new norm. But we believe it, and we understand that God has the last say. So, amen, we're going to do what we need to do to keep ourselves safe, but we're going to continue to walk in faith, amen, and believe that this is only for a season, that Daddy has a plan, amen, and a purpose that is not like ours. And those that believe him and trust him and walk in obedience, which is, I don't want to get ahead of my message, that we are going to reap the benefits, amen, for trusting God. So truly we do honor God today. He is truly the head of my life. Amen. I thank the Lord for another opportunity to share. Praise God for the better fields. Amen. And Bishop Ruth, amen, for this platform in order to be able to share. Pastor Pennington, my very good friend from the time I came to Georgia, my sister, I just praise God for her and her ministry, amen, and for the woman of God that continues to step out on faith, and that God allows women like Pastor Black and myself to come and to help to undergird this woman of God. It is truly a blessing, amen, to have sisters, amen, of like-minded, like spirits that operate in the kingdom. And Pastor Black, I tell you, I feel the same way. I love a good cup of coffee, and I can't wait until the opportunity, whether I'm in Portland or you're in Georgia, that we can get together. To my family, my husband, children, and grandchildren, I honor them, and to you, the Blog Talk family, where we would not be here if you were not tuning in each week, amen, to encourage us to keep sharing and to keep pulling on us to get what you need, amen, in order to go to the next level in God, amen. We're going to move right into the Word of God. We have some things that I just want to share that the Lord has given me, and even while the song was playing, God was kind of shifting my message, but amen, I'm a firm believer if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So we're going to see what the Lord says right off the hot off the press tonight. So we're gonna pray really quick. Hallelujah. As Pastor Black has already prayed, we're going to just whisper just a really quick prayer, and then we're going to jump right in. Amen, because our message tonight is simply, you're not in this alone. Hallelujah. You're not in this alone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are not in this alone. Oh, gracious and eternal God, Daddy, we thank you. Father, we thank you because we know that you do all things well. We glorify you and we magnify you, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we shall be thankful unto you, and we shall bless your name. Oh, God, we glorify you for the word. Hallelujah. For the word giveth light and understanding, oh, God. Now, Father, God, our footsteps. Hallelujah, as we go into your word, oh God. Father God, our thought process, oh God, that we will continue to trust you and to believe you and to take you at your word, oh hallelujah, God. Oh God, God, our minds, oh God, that we not be distracted, oh God, by the things around us, oh God. Father, allow us to continue, oh God, to launch out into the deep, oh God. Hallelujah, to launch out to the deep, Father, because we are not in this alone. Daddy, we thank you tonight. Father, let every word from my mouth, God, be straight from you. Father, to edify your people, to lift them up. God, even to just give encouragement, to tell them to hold on just a little while longer. Daddy, we thank you tonight. God, we love you. We adore you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And it is in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ. And for his sake, we say amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are not in this alone. Thank you, Lord. As we have continued now, we're well into just about our fifth month of this pandemic. And to the natural eye, it looks as if there is no end in sight. We know that they talk of antidotes and vaccines and things of that nature that are on the horizon. But it seems like every day, it seems like we're still going uphill, even though they're saying that we're going to have a second wave. But I didn't remember us coming out of the first wave. And so as we walk and as we look, it seems like people are settling into that. This is how our life is going to be. Hallelujah, that this is how we're going to be slated to live from now on. But as I begin to pray it, as I begin to talk to the Lord, I keep getting called back to the book of John 11 when Martha sent the message to Jesus to tell him that Lazarus was sick, and Jesus sent the word back to her that this sickness is not unto death, but it's for the glory of God. The sickness, this thing that we're going through, is not unto death, but it is that God would get the glory. And so, okay, Pastor, so what does that mean? So in the midst of trusting God, in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of finances being in shambles, in the midst of job uncertainties, in the midst of knowing whether we're going to send the children to school or school them at home, in the midst of knowing if you're going to go in the store and be able to find the things that you need on the shelves or not, in the midst of all of this chaos, the hospitals filling up, in the midst of our churches being empty, in the midst of all of this, God says, you're not in this alone. Hey, thank you, God. We are not in this alone. Newsflash. See, God, he knew that there would be times in our life where we would be unsure of what this next step is going to be. He said, we've gotten so used, hallelujah, to Pastor comforting us. We've gotten so used to First Lady coming to our rescue. We've gotten so used to our sister and brother being able to come and run to our aid at our beck and call that we forgot that he told us that he would leave us a comforter. Hallelujah. We forgot in the midst, it was so easy to get them to come to us and hold our hand and rub our shoulders and pat our back. Hallelujah. While we were going through, but now that we have to stay home and now that we have to have Zoom services and live stream services, and now I can only talk to Pastor on the phone if I can get him on the phone. Now I have to say, Lord, I feel like I'm in this all by myself. But God says, you forgot. You forgot. He had me to jump over to John chapter 14, verse 1. And at the even this topic says, Christ comforts his disciples. He wanted them to know, because they wanted to know, as Jesus was preparing with all the things that he had gone through in the midst of Judas betraying him, in the midst of him telling him that I'm going to leave to prepare a place for you. In the midst of Peter's denial, he come and he tells them in chapter 14, verse 1, he says, let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled. In other words, Jesus saying, don't worry. Don't worry. See, that right there should set someone free. Because the mere fact of all the uncertainties, a natural response when our world seems to be out of whack, when things don't seem to be lined up the way that I'm used to getting in my car, going to work and working my 40 hours, being at my job. I'm used to getting in my car, going to the grocery store, having plenty of what I need. I'm used to my bank account being set at a certain number. I'm used to being able to pay my bills on time and before time, but something happened in March. And it was out of what I'm used to seeing. I'm used to being able to get up on Sunday morning and go to church and see my brother, my sister, hear my praise team, the choir singing, and my bishop and hug all. I'm used to have all these things, but something happened. And we thought that this was going to be a quick fix. We thought 2 or 3 weeks we'll have this all together. But what began to happen day after day, after day, after day, after day and after day, it didn't look like it was changing. Day after day, it looked like it was getting worse. And so now masks have now become our new accessory. We're not just wearing the hospital mask. We're saying, you know, fancy and fly sisters and brothers, you know, I got to have my favorite ball team on my mask. And for us women who love a little bling bling, we got to have glitter on our mask. And our children have unicorns and baseballs and Minecrafts and all of these things. And God says, I don't want you to get used to that. I don't want you to settle in. So this is how it's going to be. Let not your heart be troubled. He says, don't worry. Don't get agitated. Don't get distressed. I know your unemployment has been held up, but I want you to continue to trust in me. Well, he says in the continuation of that verse, it says, you believe in God. He says, you believe in God. Believe also in me. You believe in God. Believe also in me. He goes on to say, I and my Father are one. And so he's going on and he's encouraging the disciples because they wanted to know, well, Lord, how do I know where you're going and how do I know that I'm going to be able to go with you? And how do I know this? And how do I know that he says, you believe in God, believe in me. Am I not a keeper of my word? Am I not the same? Hallelujah. Have I not shown you that I'm able to heal, that I'm able to set free, that I'm able to make every wrong right? Have I not? What did he tell the Father when the Father was dealing with the Son with the vexed spirit? He told the disciples, how long must I bear with you? How long before we get it? I truly believe, family, that God had to close a lot of the church doors because we were making our pastors our idols. We were making our churches our idols, and we were not seeking. I'm not talking to anyone on this line. We're talking to the other. We're talking to the other call line that were making the churches and the pastors their idol. We, Pastor Black, correct me if I'm wrong. We stopped seeking God, and we wanted to seek Pastor. Pastor has all the answers, and so I didn't have a requirement to seek it for myself. But God says, as I begin to shut the doors or we began to see that we were going to have to get it for ourselves because life was still going to go on. The things were still going to move, and we never took the opportunity to activate the very gift that God promised us that we would have when we left him. We didn't activate our gift. And so, Pastor, what is our gift? What did he tell us that we needed to activate? Look in this same chapter of John 14 and look at verse 26. John 14 and 26 simply says this, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things I said to you. Okay, Pastor. So what are you saying here? I'm saying this, honey. Watch this. He says, I will never leave you alone. He tells us, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'm always there. I'm always there. At the end of Matthew chapter 28, he even tells them, he says, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. And so watch this. Jesus said, even though you don't physically see me, even though you can't physically see me working, even though I'm not physically teaching you, I'm going to send you a part of me. Hallelujah. He says, I'm going to send you a part of me, that everything that I taught you at the time, at the opportune moment, hallelujah, at the time when you need it most, hallelujah, I'm going to send you a comforter. And this comforter has one job. His job is to bring back to your remembrance all the things that I've told you. His function, watch this, the function, Holy Spirit, I'm teaching this class at my church that's called the walk in the spirit, the walk of power. And so in talking about walking in the spirit and walking in power, we have to understand there is a certain air or authority that we carry as being one of God's chosen people, as being one of his children, that when we accept the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior, then we become saved. And after in getting saved, there is a gift that we can receive if we ask for it. And that is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so when you receive this gift of the Holy Spirit, this gift is in you to lead you and to guide you through the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. And so what happens is, before time began, God had us on his mind. He had a plan for every life that would walk the face of the earth, whether they lived 1 minute, whether they lived 100 years or more. There was a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. And God is so dynamic. He even knew how, when we encountered each other, how those lives being intertwined for those moments, how they would affect our lives, whether it be good or whether it be bad. And so watch this. And so in the midst of singing us this helper, the Holy Spirit has sat and had conversation with God to know exactly the purpose and the plan for our lives. So now what the Holy Spirit does is he takes the blueprints and he comes back and he lives inside of us, and his job and his function is for us to walk in the purpose and the plan according to the blueprint. Walking according to the blueprint. And so that's why there are things that we want to do and our spirit would get condemned, or we would feel that pressing or that nudging that we shouldn't do that. Lord, I'm not going to be able to finish this message. But what would happen is, as we were moving into the things of God, it is the Holy Spirit who's giving us that guidance. Some people call it their conscience, but it's Holy Spirit. His primary function is to get me to where God says I am supposed to be. And so he says in verse 26, remembrance all things I've said to you. Jesus said, you don't have to worry about, hallelujah, trying to remember everything I said. Even in school, they only tell us we only retain 35% of what we learn. But what happens is once Holy Spirit kicks in, because he knows the mind of God, because he is a part of the Trinity, a part of the Godhead, he activates. And when it's needed, I immediately remember what God says when I get in this situation. I immediately remember what I should do. Hallelujah. When I see a particular thing or hear a particular sound, because there's a particular sound that comes from God, and because I'm his sheep and because I know his voice, I know how to respond when I hear that sound. But it does not come if I continue to be worried. If I continue to be anxious, or watch this, if I walk in disobedience, if I worry, if I become anxious, I'm going to miss it. If I walk in disobedience, I'm going to immediately miss it. Why? Because those things are distractions, and they cause us to get out of the will of God. Hallelujah. They cause us to get out of his will. And so, Pastor, what do I do real quick when I want to understand how God wants me to live? It's so simple. God has given a plan and a purpose for each and every one of our lives. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, he says this right here. He says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, but narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Watch this. So what does it say? It says to enter at the narrow gate. Watch this. There is a perimeter or a space that God desires for us to live as his children. It is a straight way. It's the way that leads to life. It's the way that leads us directly to him. In God, there is no variance. What he said, amen, the promises he said, the condemnation he said, the judgment he said, the promises he said, all of those are wrapped and tied up into how I walk on the straight path. But the Bible says, but the way is narrow. But narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way. See, in the midst of walking, he didn't say it was impossible. He said it was going to be difficult. And the only reason that I find that things are difficult is when I want to do it my own way. My Lord, when we choose to do it our own way instead of God's way, yes, it's going to be difficult. In the broad way, there's all type of what ifs you can use. Well, what if we try it this way, and what if we do it like this, and what if I said it like this? But in God's way, it is the 66 books in which I allow my life to be governed, that the Holy Spirit that God left me, who has the blueprints and knows exactly how I should live and how I should love and how I should walk, hallelujah, and how I should respond. As long as I let Holy Spirit be my guiding factor, he lets me know that you are walking the straight path. Pastor, does it get difficult? Yes, it does. Why? Because these bodies were formed in sin and shaped in iniquity. And because I lived a life before I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, there are still times where that old man would try to rise up. But family, we have to be like Paul. Paul said, whenever I want to do good, evil is present all around me. Every time I want to do right, something rears its ugly head that tells me I don't have to do it that way. Don't do it God's way, but do it this way. But I don't want to send up strange fire. I don't want to give God what I think he wants. I don't want to give him what I feel like giving him because I'm one of his own. And because I know he has called each and every one of us with a purpose and with a plan, I understand, hallelujah, that God has a way, hallelujah, that is not like man's. His thoughts, hallelujah, and my thoughts are so far from each other. But as long as I know that Holy Spirit is there leading and guiding me, yes, it's going to be difficult. And yes, it might get hard sometimes, but baby, I promise you, hallelujah, if we would just allow ourselves to be governed by him, hallelujah, if we would just allow ourselves to be led by him, then it's going to work out for our good. He told us all things, yes, even the pandemic, all things work together for our good. There's a good in this. And how do I know that? Because he's told me I'm not alone. He said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplications, make your request known. We have to, he didn't say go to the church. He said, you make your request known. He says, you don't worry. You don't have your mind troubled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You trust in me. Hallelujah. You trust in me. Because I did not bring you this far to leave you. But if you desire to walk the broad way, if you desire to get out there, the word even says that this way that leads to destruction, if you choose to get out there and to get yourself caught up, he says, I can't overstep your free will. He said, but I've given you Holy Spirit, and all we have to do is activate him. All we have to do is activate him. I told my class that I can see Holy Spirit as we begin to pray, as we begin to call on the name of the Lord. Even the Bible says that we don't know what we should pray as we should, but there's an intercessor, hallelujah, who goes to the throne of God on our behalf with groanings which cannot be uttered. Come on, somebody. There's somebody who's going to bat for me when I choose to say, Lord, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. And Father, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to lean on you. Dad, I'm going to call on you. I don't know what to do. I see your hands lifted in the spirit. I see you feeling like giving up. I see you feel like throwing in the towel. But family, we've come to encourage you tonight to hold on just a little while longer, because you are not in this alone. God has sent you a comforter. He has sent you someone who's going to stand by your side, who's going to tell you and give you a peace, hallelujah, that surpasses all understanding. That's why when we can get up from our prayer, knowing that God has heard us, and you can feel a warmness wash over you. That even though the situation hasn't changed in the natural, we know that God is working it out and it's going to manifest itself. Oh, family, I wish I could tell you that just like I have it on the inside of me, but our time is up for tonight. But if I'm able, if God will allow me, we'll come back again on next month and continue this teaching, because we need to understand that there is power, hallelujah, when we allow Holy Spirit to be activated in us. There is power. And I'm going to close with this. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2 simply says this: the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. I want you to put your name in that spot. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Pam, shall rest upon Kim. He'll rest upon Sherelle. Watch this. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit, hallelujah, of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Family, they will rest upon you. God, I wish I continue, but honey, I love you with the love of the Lord. Pastor Black, woman of God, we turn this call back over to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor
Laws, thank God we are not in this alone. We are not alone. I don't know who Pastor was talking to tonight, but I double dog dare you to open up your mouth and shout where you are sitting. I am not alone. Amen. Pastor, can you give us that
scripture again?
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. Amen. I want everybody to make sure you got that because you might have missed that. It's Isaiah 11 and 2. The woman of God has just told us to speak that word over our lives, put our name in there, put our children's name in there, put our spouse's name in there, put your pastor's name in there, put the church name in there, but most of all, over your life on tonight because you are not in this alone. Don't know what you're going through, thank you, God. Don't know what you're facing on tomorrow. But I do know because the word came forth today that you can make it. And God has given us the power to pull us through. Amen. So we just truly thank God for Pastor Laws on tonight. If we was in the house, we would say, put your hands together and bless the woman of God for an awesome word. God. Hallelujah. Thank you for speaking into us. Thank you for encouraging us. Thank you for sharing the word of God with us. And yes, ma'am, we can't wait until next month to hear more. Amen. We know that God has more in store. Amen. We truly thank God for you tonight, woman of God. To all of our listeners, we say thank you for calling in to the Light of Portland broadcast on tonight. It is my prayer that you have been blessed by the word of God. It is my prayer that something has been said that has intensified your love relationship with the Lord, that has caused your faith to be increased, that has caused you to desire to seek God like never before, but most of all, to begin to put authority over the power that's within inside of you, to speak to that authority, to speak to that power, to tell your situation, come on, God and I can handle this because he's with us. He's with us. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. And until next Sunday, may God's peace rest, rule, and abide with you. I love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. It has been my pleasure to be your host for this broadcast, The Light of Portland broadcast. Be blessed.
All the worshipers in the house, lift your hands and repeat after me. What?